I don't know what you've heard about G. G buddies with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Haven't heard from him in 12 weeks. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Almost lost him to a piece of cheese. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:39 on the sweet spot. And Ham, I believe this segment is sponsored, is it not?
Globe Life.
All right. Thanks to Globe Life, and thanks to one Marconi winner, one Texas Radio Hall of Famer, 1/3 of the Musers in the Morning, 6 to 9, and the Musers, the podcast. It is our friend Jeb Dunham. Giorgio.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sweet spot.
How are we doing today?
Man, so great. Yeah. So fired up. It's going to be 106 here in about 1 hour.
Going to go mow the lawn around 4 or 5
this afternoon.
Yeah, I was
thinking about that.
Have another heat stroke like you did on stage a few years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm working for.
Okay.
Just so I can get back to that Flower Mound Hospital, because we all know what happened there.
Well, we don't want you to join the now late Yucks. Frank Beard, the drummer for ZZ Top, has passed away today.
Oh,
sadly,
no.
Yes. Not only from Frankston, Texas, not sure where that is, but also an Irving High School product. And he, of course, was
Tiger.
He was the member of ZZ Top who did not have a beard,
yeah, Bob.
Though he was ironically named Beard. Mm.
Yeah, man. So we were talking about that when we heard that he was ill, and I think they were they canceled some dates, right?
I believe
didn't
so.
They
yeah,
just recently canceled some dates.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Billy Gibbons would get back out and still call it ZZ Top?
I mean, they were going 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah.
And if the money's there, I know you now down Frank and Dusty Hill, I guess you could still do it. Because people will still show up and go see, you know.
They get some ringers they can put in there?
I mean, probably.
Yeah. Does he have a son or something that can play?
Or maybe he's just got enough, you know, name cred. Not that this is a great eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
For the Beard family, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he could go on just on his own and just say it's Billy Gibbons, and everyone still goes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, I mean,
they
don't have anything left to prove. And where did you fall on them coming up? Because I know that they were big when MTV got cranked up in the 80s. That sort of was a second surge they had of popularity, because they were big in the 70s on tour, but then they got real mainstream in the mid-80s.
Yeah, and was that the Eliminator album?
I think so, yeah.
82-ish or somewhere in there.
That sounds right.
And I like that, but I like their older stuff. When they started putting in the mana, 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 I didn't really like them as much. I mean, I liked it, but I think their stuff from the 70s and I guess whatever it was before then was really good. But, yeah, they're awesome. And as we were talking about last week, I guess the greatest band to ever come out of Texas.
Interesting.
I mean, as far as rock bands go,
yeah.
I mean, I think you can make an argument for like certain artists being bigger,
right? But like, just bands,
yeah,
bands from Texas,
they're up there.
Yeah,
yep, probably are. I mean, who would you say is on close to them? Pantera. I don't think there is like popular, I guess, cross generationally, and maybe just nationally. ZZ Top is. Yeah, I think they are.
He dropped.
Oh
no.
He got mad when we said Pantera at the same time, Lando.
We're getting him back.
So, ZZ Top has more commercial success than Pantera.
For sure.
Because Pantera was a different type of music.
Sure.
But the inspiration that future bands drew off of what Dime did on the guitar is kind of like ZZ Top in a way.
And I guess Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble had a moderate amount of success, but people know
Stevie Ray Vaughan
as the guitar slinger more so than just the band having all this commercial
Let's not
success.
Forget about the Butthole Surfers. Are they at
Bad
the same
Radio
level?
Zone, Gibby
That's
Haynes,
right, yeah. Gibby's from Dallas.
And
Toadies.
He's the
Toadies,
son.
Yeah. We got some good bands.
Gibby's the son of Mr. Peppermint, too.
He is.
Pretty awesome.
Sorry about that.
What happened?
We got phone job.
I don't know. Somehow we lost our hot dog connection.
Hamster fall off the wheel.
A yeah, Kimbo maybe. Station.
Thank you.
I don't know. What happened? But yeah, what did you say when I was away?
Oh, we were just talking.
Most famous bands, yeah.
And I think we brought up the Butthole Surfers just because I wanted to say the Butthole Surfers.
Yeah, really uncomfortable. Yeah. I think Muffin would probably vote for them. Sure.
So in the open, it referenced your cheese incident over dry dock. Have you still avoided pizza since the choking accident?
And it's really funny you bring that up because just today I was thinking about that. And I'm thinking, man, I have not had pizza. And driving home today, I thought, I would like pizza today.
Okay.
You should do it. Just have people around you just in case.
That's getting better than that. Slay that dragon. Get past it.
Don't eat it alone. But, yeah, I that's so funny you bring that up because I really did have the thought today of I want pizza.
Are you up to get a pizza spotter?
Maybe.
Like you're doing squats.
Hey, can you watch me while I eat my pizza?
Yeah, call a designated friend. Hey, man, you want to come over?
You just hover around me while I eat this pizza.
And if a piece gets lodged, will you just reach down my throat and pull it out?
Yeah. Well, I love pizza. No, you don't get to eat any. You're just here to spot.
So have you avoided it because you're afraid it could happen again? Or is it just like a memory that... You see pizza and it reminds you of it?
This will sound weird, but I just haven't thought about pizza until today. Wow. And today, maybe it's been a psychological thing. I've just been blocking it. But yeah, I think today would be a good day to eat pizza.
I thought about you when we were at Troy's recommended place in Santa Barbara or Montecito.
In Montecito. Yeah.
It was really good, but I was thinking of George. I was like, man, could he hang right now? Would this be too traumatic? Would we have to order something else?
Just because pizza's just so good, and it was such a random thing, and I was about to say it will never happen again. I think there's a good chance that it won't happen again with pizza.
Yeah, what are the odds, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been scared away from a food because it's made you sick or you've had a bad experience from it? Like... You've gone.
Yeah, when I was in
giving it up.
When I was in, I guess my first year in high school, my first golf tournament, it was pretty cool because you know as a team you get to go eat when you know after the tournament you're on your way back, mm-hmm. And this was actually when I was a Lano Yellow Jacket, playing varsity as a freshman, Sean.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. Five star.
You got allergies or something?
And we went to a tournament in San Saba, I think it was. No, it was Bastrop. And so on the way back to, home of the Bears. And on the way back to Lano, we stopped by, I won't say the name, but it's still in business. It's like a renowned Mexican food place in Austin. And I ate something bad. It was either an enchilada or a burrito. And so I swore off Mexican food for probably 6 months or so, but thankfully I'm back.
Glad you got back up on that horse, George.
Yeah, we can't have you going that long.
You're strong as ever.
You can't. How could you go through a lifetime without, Tex-Mex?
Yeah.
That would
just
be the
because
hardest,
of a bad enchilada.
That would be the hardest food for us to collectively give up, I think. That or barbecue. Living in this area.
It'd be Mexican food for me, for sure.
I'm going to say, I'll say some sort of Tex-Mex would be the hardest thing for me to give up, especially, the greatest entree of all time, or the most influential of the last 45 years.
The fajitas.
Yeah.
Do you know what today is, George?
What is today?
Well, I'll give you a little sneak preview to why today doesn't suck, but today is National Fajita Day.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
There's going to be so many fajita jeans.
We're going to have to put pizza off one more day. We got to go fajitas tonight.
Or just mix it up. Get some sizzling fajitas.
Fajita pizza.
Ooh.
That's a double turkey
Hey, we have that yet? Fajita pizza?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think
you can put some fajita steak on
a pizza. Some peppers.
You sure?
I mean, I don't have any with me right now, but I'm sure we can
just
do that.
Come up with something.
I got to calm down. I can't get bigger.
We're not putting fajitas on pizza.
Yeah, just put some veggies on it. You'll be fine.
With an empanada crust.
Oh, my God.
I swear I've not heard of fajita pizza. Have you ever ordered? Yeah, I'll take the fajita pizza. No one's ever done that.
I'm sure some genius out there has combined those two great things.
Yeah, you can find fajita pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Google it, and it rolls off the tongue really well. Fajita pizza.
Absolutely.
Love it. Man, this looks delicious.
One fast food had combined was a taco and a
Taco
pizza.
Town.
A
yeah.
Pizza,
yeah, Taco Town.
It gets even awesomer.
They put it all in a duffel bag of vegan chili.
All right. Well, if we have that, then surely we've had fajita pizza. I thought we just invented something that was going to change everything.
We can just make it better.
We can brand it.
Yeah.
Just pretend.
Giorgio's fajita pizza.
We can let the lawyers take care of everything else.
Yeah. We don't have to sweat that stuff. We just have to act on our brilliant ideas.
Well, George, Von Miller's official, so you can now full-on hold a grudge against him as we move forward because... I've heard negativity on my musers the last few mornings about.
You know, and I felt bad about that. I guess it did come off really negative. This is my only point. My only point is their pass rushing problems are not solved by signing him. They still need all these guys we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Ezeraku and Rashawn Gary to have a double-digit sack season. Maybe Sam Williams to finally show something. They still need that if they're going to be really good at pressuring the quarterback. If they've signed him to, hey, this is our difference maker here, then I don't know about that. But and I think the other point I was trying to bring up is, you know, guys do hit a wall, especially when you're over 35 years old.
And I guess it just feels like they signed him as more of a depth guy. And I know the quotes of him saying he can roll out of bed and get 8 sacks. I feel like that's going to be the sticking point if he doesn't have an 8 to 10 sack season.
Yeah,
he said it himself. So if it's a 5.5 sack season, well, he didn't roll out of bed and get 8 sacks. But it just feels very low pressure to me. Like
I
don't think it's something to fix the pass rush. It's just and just having another somebody guy, that's been around to help out. The young dudes out. Like I think it helps them out.
That part of it. But let me ask you this: would you take the over or the under of, let's say, 9 sacks? What he had last year. Would you take the over or the under?
I think because of this offense, I would take over. I think there's going to be plenty of situations where Dallas has a lead, and he can pin his ears back to try to help seal games.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm being too optimistic because I'm not really optimistic about them winning 10 or 11 games this year. But I feel like this guy has a trick that nobody else has on the roster.
Maybe so. But if he does hit the over, does that mean they've had to rely on him more, just like they did Jadanian Clowney last year? They had to rely on him more because other guys weren't getting it done.
I'm going to go under on sack total because I think they trade for Max Crosby.
Oh, wow.
At the deadline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's an interesting one to keep. Not the Crosby trade. Of course, we'll keep track of that. But over under 9, I'm going to go under.
I'm with you. Slightly under.
I just want to know how much Von Miller has to pay Hunter Lepke for number 40. Because they're both going to wear 40 at practice tomorrow, according to the scribes.
Yeah. There's got to be some sort of buyout on that.
Yeah, of course.
Is that a good edge number?
I mean, it's fine.
I think it looks pretty fast. 40. Okay. I know... Old school, we're used to 90 numbers as edges, but 40 looks all right.
Oh, he's also close to 40. Digits,
are all the single digits gone this year?
I think so, yeah.
That is a question. I don't know.
I think they currently are.
Give them 8.
Yeah, 8.
See how people react.
8's available. 22's available. 12.
12. All right, yeah. If Hunter Lipke doesn't give that up, maybe he can call Troy if he can get 8.
Love to hear that conversation. All right, George, we'll hear you tomorrow morning at 6.
All right. Hey, Monty's going to be with us tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. We have Killer.
Junes is doing first day of school, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the very first day. So we got Monty.
Awesome. All right, George, be well. We'll talk to you.
All right, boys.
There he goes. That's George Dunham. The technical issues, but the phone still works.
And I'm going to be thinking about fajita pizza the rest of the day.